We all experience that heavy feeling of depression, right?
What about when it hits you right in the head? Like literally.
Uh-huh.
Today we are going to deep dive into the link between depression and head pain. We're going past just the emotional stuff, you know,
yeah, sure.
into how depression can show up physically too.
Yeah.
Our listener sent us a really interesting article about it.
But,
I'm curious to get your take on it. It's wild how something as complicated as depression
yeah.
can cause something as like basic as a headache.
Yeah, you know, it really is fascinating.
Yeah.
You're right. We often think of depression as like mood and, you know, emotions and stuff.
Right.
But it really affects the body too. The source material we have today points out those physical symptoms. You know, fatigue, changes in appetite and sleep.
Right.
And headaches.
Headaches are something I think we can all relate to.
Yeah.
But how does feeling down translate to like actual pain in your head? What's going on there?
It all has to do with the stress response system in your body. When you have depression, your body is like constantly on high alert, almost like a car that's idling at a really high speed.
Oh, wow.
Even when there is no threat.
Okay.
So this stress response that's like always on, it leads to all these changes.
Okay.
It messes with your hormones, like cortisol. It affects those neurotransmitter levels.
Uh-huh.
And even how sensitive your nerves are.
Wow.
And all of that just adds up to feeling more pain, including headaches.
So it's like depression is turning up the volume on the pain signals.
Yeah, basically.
In the article, they talked about two types of headaches that are linked to depression. Tension headaches.
Right.
And migraines. Can you break those down for us a little bit?
Yeah, definitely. Tension headaches are the most common ones. You can kind of think of it like a tight band is around your head.
Okay.
Like a constant dull ache that can spread down to your neck and shoulders.
Oh, yeah.
These headaches don't usually come with the nausea or like the vision problems that you might see with migraines.
Okay.
But they're so persistent, they can just drain you.
Oh, yeah, they can really wear you down.
Yeah.
And then there are migraines, which I've heard can be like completely debilitating. What makes those different?
Migraines are like a whole other thing.
Okay.
They have this intense throbbing pain, usually on one side of your head.
Okay.
And they can come with nausea, sensitivity to light and sound, even like temporary changes to your vision.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And these episodes can last for hours, even days.
Yeah.
It impacts your life a lot.
Yeah, that's a huge impact.
Yeah.
So we've got these two different types of headaches, both potentially linked to depression. What's the connection in the brain?
Right.
The article talks about serotonin and norepinephrine.
Yeah.
Can you tell us more about what they do, like in this brain-body connection?
So these two neurotransmitters,
mm-hmm.
they're really important. They regulate mood and how you perceive pain.
Okay.
Think of them like messengers that help different parts of the brain talk to each other.
Okay.
When you're depressed, these messengers get all messed up. So it affects your mood, but it also makes you way more sensitive to pain.
Okay.
It's like your brain's alarm system is like super sensitive. Even the tiniest things feel like huge pain.
Interesting. So in the context of depression, are there certain areas of the brain where this imbalance really has a big impact on headache pain?
Yeah, that's a great question. Research shows that areas like the hypothalamus, which deals with stress, and the periaqueductal gray, which has to do with pain,
yeah.
are really affected by these imbalances in people who have both depression and headaches.
Okay, so it's not just a general thing in the brain, but specific areas that deal with both mood and pain are getting disrupted.
Right.
What about that fight or flight response we talked about before? How does that play into the headaches?
Okay, so think about this. When you see danger, it doesn't even have to be real danger. Your body like kicks into gear
right.
to either fight or run away. Your heart speeds up. You breathe faster. Your muscles tense up.
Yeah.
You get sharper senses.
Uh-huh.
That's your sympathetic nervous system revving
yep.
up. But with depression, that system can get stuck.
Yeah.
Like always on, even when there's no real danger.
Oh, wow.
That's a state of like chronic arousal.
Okay.
So it contributes to tension headaches by keeping your neck and shoulder muscles tense.
Yeah.
And it can trigger migraines in people who are prone to them.
So that constant tension really makes sense.
Yeah.
The article also mentioned how depression can actually make it harder for your body to deal with pain. Can you explain that a bit more?
Yeah, for sure. Depression seems to mess up your body's natural pain management system.
Huh.
There are like pathways in your brain and spinal cord that normally help regulate pain signals.
Okay.
Keep them from becoming overwhelming.
Right.
But with depression, these pathways don't work as well.
Okay.
So you feel pain more intensely and for a longer time.
Wow, that's so interesting.
Yeah.
It's like a perfect storm.
Uh-huh.
Increased pain sensitivity,
mm-hmm.
messed up pain regulation,
yep.
and chronic muscle tension from always being in fight or flight mode.
Yeah.
No wonder headaches are so common when you have depression.
It makes sense, right? Unfortunately, that's often the case.
Yeah.
And this is why it's so important to see the signs and get help if you have frequent or really bad headaches, especially if you also have depression.
So how can someone tell if a headache is just a normal headache or if it's like a depression headache? What are some red flags?
That's a good question. If you have headaches that just don't go away,
okay,
like they last for days or weeks even,
uh-huh.
and they come with other things like fatigue, trouble sleeping, changes in appetite, or just feeling like blah.
Okay.
That's a big sign that there might be something more going on than just a regular headache.
It's like your body is sending a signal like, hey, something is wrong here.
Exactly.
Pay attention.
Yeah.
But let's be honest, headaches are so common.
No.
It can be easy to ignore them or just push through.
Yeah, I get it.
Why is it so important to actually get help, especially if these headaches are happening alongside depression?
You're right. It's tempting to just take a pill and move on.
Yeah.
But getting help is important for a few reasons.
Okay.
First, a doctor can figure out if those headaches are actually from depression or if there's something else going on.
Makes sense.
Second, they can help you come up with a plan to treat both the depression and the headaches at the same time.
Right.
So you're getting the best relief possible.
Okay.
And lastly, by getting help, you're acknowledging that you're important. You deserve to feel better.
That's such a good point. You deserve to feel better. And while professional help is really important, the article also talked about specific things that can make depression headaches worse.
Right.
This is where we can start taking control, right? Like identifying those triggers and managing them.
For sure. If you understand what makes your headaches worse, you can start making changes to lessen the impact.
Okay, so let's talk triggers. What are some of the most common ones that people should be aware of?
Yep.
And I'm curious about how these might be different or stronger for people with depression.
Well, chronic stress is number one.
Okay.
And that's definitely amplified with depression.
Right.
We talked about that fight or flight thing. It's exhausting for your mind and body.
Yeah.
Work deadlines, relationship problems, money worries,
yeah.
even all the information we deal with every day.
Right.
All that can keep our stress levels really high.
Yeah.
Which makes us more prone to tension headaches and can even trigger migraines.
It feels like depression creates this like baseline of stress that makes normal everyday pressures feel so much worse.
Right.
What about other triggers? The article talked about sleep, diet, and even hormone changes. How do those play into depression headaches?
So sleep is another big one.
Okay.
Depression often messes up your sleep.
Uh-huh.
Makes it hard to fall asleep, stay asleep, or even get restful sleep.
Right.
And bad sleep makes depression symptoms worse.
Okay.
And increases how often you get headaches and how bad they are.
Yeah.
It's like a vicious cycle.
Sleep, or lack of it, becomes both a symptom and a trigger for depression and headaches.
Yeah, exactly.
Easy to see how that can get out of control.
Right.
What about diet and hydration?
Right.
Are there certain foods or drinks that can worsen headaches for people with depression?
Definitely. Skipping meals, not drinking enough water, and eating sugary or processed foods for quick energy can all backfire.
Yeah.
It messes up your blood sugar, dehydrates you, and makes you deficient in nutrients.
Okay.
Which can cause headaches and make you feel worse emotionally.
It's like your body needs fuel and hydration to work right.
Yeah.
And when it doesn't get it, it gives you a headache.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a protest.
What about the hormone fluctuations they talked about?
Uh-huh.
How do hormones play into headaches, especially for women?
So hormone changes, especially changes in estrogen levels, are known to trigger headaches.
Okay.
And these changes can be made worse by depression.
Right.
Many women get headaches around their period, during pregnancy, or during menopause. And they can be worse if they're also dealing with depression.
So it's not just the hormones themselves, but the depression makes them worse too. It's really interesting how all these separate things, stress, sleep, diet, hormones, they all come together and contribute to this experience of depression headaches. What stands out to you the most from all of this?
What I find most interesting is how connected our bodies and minds are.
Okay.
Something as simple as dehydration can contribute to both depression and headaches.
Okay, that is fascinating. Can you tell us more about that? I'm all ears.
Think about it this way. When you're dehydrated, your body just can't work right. You might feel tired and sluggish, even irritable.
Mm-hmm.
And those are also symptoms of depression, So it's like dehydration can make you feel worse emotionally too.
It's like those physical feelings are feeding into that bad mood.
Yeah.
And making it worse.
Yeah, exactly. And then there's the physical side. Dehydration can actually shrink your brain tissue.
What?
It sounds crazy, but it's true. When that happens, it pulls on the membranes around your brain, and that can cause headaches.
Wow. I had no idea that something as simple as not drinking enough water could have such a huge impact. It really shows you how connected our mental and physical health are.
Absolutely. It's a good reminder that taking care of yourself isn't just like a treat. It's about giving your mind and body what they need to really function.
Right.
Speaking of which, let's talk about what people can do to find relief from these depression headaches.
Okay.
The article talked about a lot of different options, but what do you think seems most promising?
I think the focus on a holistic approach really stood out to me.
Yeah.
Like combining different methods for the best results. It's not just about taking a pill. It's about dealing with the depression, managing the pain, and living a lifestyle that makes you feel good.
Right.
It's empowering, you know, knowing that we have some control over our own healing.
Totally agree. It's about recognizing that there's no magic solution that works for everyone. Let's break down some of the approaches.
Okay.
Medication is often a big part of treatment.
Right.
The article mentioned antidepressants and how they can help with those neurotransmitter imbalances we discussed.
Right.
Can you explain how different types of antidepressants work to target those imbalances and maybe even help with the headaches?
Yeah. So from what I understand, there are different kinds of antidepressants that work in slightly different ways.
Right.
For example, SSRIs, which are selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, mostly focus on boosting serotonin levels. Uh-huh. But SNRIs, or serotonin norepinephrine reuptake inhibitors, target both serotonin and norepinephrine.
Okay.
Since those two neurotransmitters play a role in both mood and pain, it seems like SNRIs might be more helpful for people with both depression and headaches.
That's a good point.
What do you think?
Yeah, I think that makes sense. There's research that backs that up.
Okay.
Some studies show that SNRIs might be better than SSRIs at treating both the depression and the headaches. Of course, it depends on the person.
Yeah.
And it's important to talk to a doctor to figure out what's right for you.
Right. Medication can be really helpful, but it's not the only option. The article also talks about therapy, specifically cognitive behavioral therapy, or CBT. I've heard about that before, but how does it work for depression and headaches?
So CBT is all about identifying and changing negative thoughts and behaviors that make you feel bad.
Okay.
With depression and headaches, CBT can help you get better at managing stress, learn ways to cope with tough emotions, and even challenge those negative thoughts that can make the pain feel worse.
It's like you're retraining your brain to respond differently to challenges.
Right.
So you're breaking that cycle where stress triggers those depressive thoughts, which then make the headache worse. It sounds like a way to regain control over how you feel both mentally and physically.
Exactly. And along with CBT, mindfulness and relaxation techniques can also be super helpful.
Right.
The article mentions things like meditation, deep breathing exercises, and progressive muscle relaxation.
Yeah.
How do you think these can help manage both the emotional and physical sides of depression headaches?
Personally, I've found mindfulness to be a game changer for managing my stress and anxiety.
Yeah.
It seems like it would be perfect for dealing with that chronic tension we talked about before.
Uh-huh.
When you learn to relax your muscles, slow your breathing, and focus on the present moment, you can actually stop that stress response in its tracks.
Yeah.
And create a sense of calm that affects your whole body and mind.
I love that. It really does feel like this ripple effect of calm.
Right.
It's a perfect way to describe it. Mm. And we can't forget about lifestyle changes.
Yeah.
We've already talked about sleep, diet, and hydration. Mm-hmm. But the article also mentioned exercise.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think regular physical activity can help with both depression and headaches?
Exercise is amazing for both your mental and physical health.
That is.
It boosts your mood, reduces stress, helps you sleep better, and can even help with pain management. It's like the ultimate weapon against depression headaches.
I agree. And there's so many different ways to exercise: walking, dancing, swimming, yoga, lifting weights.
Yeah.
It's all about finding what you enjoy and can stick with.
Yeah.
The key is consistency.
Makes sense. It shouldn't feel like another thing on your to-do list. It should be something you look forward to.
Right. It should nourish you.
Right. The article also mentions alternative therapies like acupuncture, massage, and chiropractic care.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on those for depression headaches?
I think it's important to be open-minded when it comes to different ways to heal.
Yeah.
We need more research to fully understand how they work.
Right.
But these therapies have been shown to relieve muscle tension, reduce stress, and help people relax.
Okay.
Which can all indirectly help with headaches.
So it's like adding another layer of support to that holistic approach.
Exactly.
And speaking of support, the article talks about the importance of connecting with others.
Yeah.
Whether that's through support groups or individual therapy. Why is this connection so important, especially for people who are struggling with depression?
Depression can make you feel really isolated.
Yeah.
Like you're the only one going through this.
Right.
But connecting with people who get it can be really validating. It reminds you that you're not alone. It gives you a safe space to share your experiences, and you can learn coping strategies from each other.
It's like building a support system around yourself.
Exactly.
We've covered a lot today.
We have.
The connection between depression and headaches, the science behind it, the triggers, and all the different treatment options.
Right.
As we wrap up this part of our deep dive, what are the main things you want our listeners to remember?
The most important thing is there's hope.
Yeah.
If you're struggling with these depression headaches, you're not alone.
Right.
And there are proven ways to get relief.
Yeah.
It's about taking a whole person approach.
Okay.
Addressing both your mental and physical health.
Right.
And it's about seeking help, advocating for yourself, and making self-care a priority. You deserve to feel better. And with the right support and tools, you can.
That's a great message. And as we head into the final part of our deep dive, I want to go back to something you said earlier about the link between dehydration and both depression and headaches. Can you explain that a bit more? I'm really curious about how something as simple as not drinking enough water can have such a big impact.
It's so easy to forget about the simple stuff when you're feeling down. But staying hydrated is super important, especially when you're dealing with depression and headaches.
It's easy to think of dehydration as just being thirsty.
Right.
But it sounds like there's more to it than that.
Yeah, there is. When you're dehydrated all the time, it affects how well your body can work, like at a cellular level.
Mm-hmm.
It can make you tired, foggy-headed, and even affect your mood in a way that makes the depression worse.
So those feelings of being sluggish and irritable that you get when you're dehydrated can actually make you feel more depressed.
Exactly. And then there's the effect on your brain. Like I said before, dehydration can actually make your brain tissue shrink a little bit. And when that happens, it puts tension on the membranes that are around your brain. And that can trigger headaches.
That's crazy. Just not drinking enough water can actually change your brain.
Right.
It really shows how connected our mental and physical health are.
Absolutely. It's a reminder that taking care of yourself is about giving your body and mind the basic things they need to be healthy. And there's one more thing I want to mention from the article.
Okay.
It's the idea that headaches can be a sign that we need to slow down and make some changes in our lives.
It's like our bodies are trying to tell us something, like, hey, things aren't right here, you need to pay attention.
Exactly. Headaches, especially those tied to depression, can be a sign that we're pushing ourselves too hard, or ignoring our needs, or holding on to stress that we need to let go of.
So instead of just popping a pill to get rid of the pain, we need to listen to our bodies.
Right.
What are some things people can do to start figuring out those messages and making positive changes?
It all starts with awareness. Paying attention to when you get headaches, what you were doing before, how you were feeling emotionally, and any other symptoms you might have. That can help you find patterns and triggers.
Okay.
For example, if you notice that your headaches always seem to hit after a crazy day at work or when you're feeling overwhelmed, it could be a sign that you need to change your workload or find better ways to handle stress.
It's like being a detective for your own health.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And once you figure out some of the things that might be causing your headaches,
yeah,
you can start trying different things to address them.
Okay.
Maybe that means setting boundaries at work, doing some stress-relieving activities, making sleep a priority, eating healthy foods, or talking to a therapist.
It's nice to know that we actually have more control over our health than we think. We can make choices that help our bodies and minds instead of just waiting for symptoms to show up.
Definitely. And remember that healing takes time. There will be good days and bad days. And it's okay to reach out for help when you need it. Don't be afraid to ask your loved ones, doctors, or therapists for support.
This has been a really great conversation. I feel like I have a much better understanding of the link between depression and headaches now.
I'm glad to hear that.
And I feel more hopeful. Like there are things I can do to manage these challenges.
That's great. And remember, even small changes can make a difference. Start by paying attention to your body. Notice those headache patterns. And put taking care of yourself first. You deserve to feel good.
Thanks so much for sharing your expertise with us today. This was fantastic.
It was my pleasure. And to everyone listening, thanks for joining us on this deep dive. I hope you learn something new and feel empowered to take control of your health. Until next time, take care.